This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
If all the fall fishing opportunities aren't enough for you, there's plenty of hunting opportunities coming on as well. In fact, we'll be looking at the youth deer season, which is approaching this weekend. And we'll also be taking a look at some of the better fishing opportunities that exist as well. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, Illinois youth will be heading afield this next weekend, this October 6th through the 8th, for the first segment of the recently extended Illinois Youth Deer Hunt. The special hunt is set aside for youngsters possessing a valid permit for the special six-day season, and the young hunters return to the woods November 16th through the 18th. State officials recently signed new legislation extending the youth firearm deer season from a three-day to a six-day season. Participants in the youth firearm deer season in October will be able to use their unfilled permits from the youth season during the first weekend of the regular firearm deer season in November. The first segment of the six-day youth firearm deer season, conducted during the Columbus Day holiday weekend on October 6th through 8th this fall, is open to youth hunters who have not reached the age of 16 prior to the hunt. Youth purchasing the $10.50 permit for the youth season and unsuccessful in taking a deer during a youth hunt will be able to hunt with the permit during the first segment of the regular firearm deer season, which is November 16th through the 18th. We want young hunters to enjoy the excitement of the deer season and give them the ample opportunity to bag a deer, said IDNR Director Wayne Rosenthal. This suggestion came from hunters, and it is a great idea. Another rule permits the use of crossbows for youth for deer hunting and is now in effect. Our goals for managing the deer herd are simple, Rosenthal added. We want to provide hunters with opportunities to enjoy our hunting heritage and chances to harvest a deer during the fall while equally providing healthy deer and deer habitat, protecting landowner rights, and enhancing public safety. Again this year, the young hunters will be able to harvest bucks as well as does. Prior to 2007, youths were only permitted to take antlerless deer. The youth deer permits are available over-the-counter at licensed vendors throughout the state, and hunters may purchase only one permit, either sex, for one of the open counties. Each permit is valid for a specific county. The youth deer season is open only to Illinois residents who have not reached their 16th birthday by the first day of the hunt, October 6th this year. All participating youths must have completed an IDNR-approved hunter safety education course. And the outlook is bright for young hunters participating in youth hunt. Though the crop harvest is just now getting started, biologists say West Central Illinois whitetail numbers are similar to or better than last season. As a reminder, young hunters must be accompanied by a non-hunting parent, guardian, or responsible adult who has in his or her possession a valid firearm owner's identification card. Both participants must wear the required blaze orange cap and upper outer garment of a minimum of 400 square inches of blaze orange material. Each supervisor may be only accompanying a single youth at any given time during the youth hunt. And shooting hours for the firearm deer season in Illinois are 1/2 hour before sunrise until a 1/2 hour after sunset. The special clothing rule applies to archers and squirrel hunters heading out during the early portion of the firearm deer season as well, which is October 6th through the 8th. During the special early youth deer hunt and in counties open to all this hunt, all hunters except waterfowl hunters are required to wear a cap and upper outer garment of solid blaze orange covering at least 400 square inches. All youth season either sex permits fall under the restriction that no hunter, regardless of the quantity or type of hunters permits that is in his or her possession, may harvest more than 2 antler deer during the season. This includes the youth, archery, muzzleloader, and firearm deer seasons, and successful hunters must register their harvest by 10 p.m. on the same day the deer is taken by one of the methods included with the permit. Young hunters must keep in mind that archery deer season is underway, and archery hunters will be afield during the archery deer hunt, or the youth hunt. Okay, we're back, and as we mentioned, although it's officially autumn, this is typically the time of year when fall fishing at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer lakes begin to heat up. This year, however, the fire seems to be a bit slow in getting started. Still, plenty of quality fishing can be found. Water temperatures at Lake Shelbyville have now dropped into low 80s, and lower reaches of the lake are now very clear. The lake level is now clearing into a normal summer pool, and fishing is slowly improving and will get better until ice out this year. According to Lake Shelbyville fishing guides, the white bass are beginning to show up on the ledges and can be found close to the shoreline when the wind is blowing. If little or no wind is present, they suggest backing off slightly deeper water and concentrating on the edge of the sandbars where they meet the channels. At this point, anglers will need to move quite often to locate the schools of whites. The gulls are now frequenting the lake and helping anglers find the feeding fish. Much of the better action has been found in the middle of the lake. Anglers are reporting good numbers of crappie are caught over deeper brush and woody structure with jigs and or minnows, and they say quality fish are plentiful for anglers fishing this species. Walleye action is slow, with some small ones being caught shallow by anglers fishing for the whites, but not many keepers. Within a few weeks, better success is expected to come from the sand, gravel, and rocky banks. And largemouth bass and muskies are being caught deep and shallow on Main Lake and back of the creeks. There have been some good-sized bass caught by anglers fishing for whites, and the muskies are also shallow on the flats with the whites. According to the folks at Henkel's Bait and Tackle in Carlisle, white bass action is improving at Carlisle Lake. Fair to good numbers of these fish are being caught near the humps and near the trestles. Action remains sporadic on the south end. Occasional action has been reported from the spillway area. The stronger fishing in the spillway continues to be a hit-and-miss affair. Occasional catches coming on jigs tipped with minnows and by anglers trolling some crankbaits in the ledge in the tailwater area. Catfish are likely the best catch at Carlisle at this time. One Telegraph angler had little trouble landing a nice catch of 15 catfish on Wednesday. They and anglers using a variety of commercial catfish baits and finding success on the main lake. Another popular method has been drift fishing with bait shrimp. And catfish and crappie are also the top catch at Wren Lake in the state's southern reaches. Anglers are finding success using a variety of commercial baits in sub-impoundment areas along riprap shorelines and by drift fishing near the Gun Creek and Jackie Branch. Largemouth bass are only rated fair at this time with some fishing success in the Jackie Branch and in the South Sandusky Cove. A variety of lures are working for these fish. Good crappie action is reported from Red Lake, as it has been throughout the entire year. Anglers using minnows or jigs tipped with minnows are fishing the north end of the lake near the Einer Boat Ramp. Other top spots have been the various fish attractors and along the riprap of the Jackie Branch Bridge. The white-striped and hybrid-striped bass continue to yield fairly good action in the south end of the lake and near the Jackie Branch Bridge. Anglers are using spoons, crankbaits, and jigging trailer with the small spinners for the best success. Most veteran anglers to these lakes feel that the cooler temperatures are the key to improving fishing action. Once the temperatures fall into the lower 70s or upper 60s, excellent fall fishing can be expected from each site. So we've got plenty more good fishing yet to come, and I think we'll be looking forward to that. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.